NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. This is Huo Minhan.
And this is An Bowen. Today is Wednesday, April 4th, the fifth week of this term.
Here is the roundup of the latest news, coming up next 30 minutes.
Public elective courses, it's in God's hands.
China is fully prepared to defend its interest against U.S. tariff measures.
President Donald Trump is replacing U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster with Bush-era defense hawk and the former United Nations Ambassador John Bolton.
Focus on art exam, the ratification of name for art speciality student.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
The new term public elective courses have begun. I think all of the students have already have experienced one or two. Public elective courses are an indispensable part of our curriculum. We can get the knowledge which we can hardly get at our compulsory courses. Students have a so wide range of choices that students can choose whatever they want. However, some students still feel unsatisfied. Part of them complain that their ideal courses don't have enough capacity. Others complain that the course doesn't live up to their expectancy. Here is the detailed report from our correspondent, Cao Yidan.
After chaotic selection of limited optional courses, the coming of public optional courses still seem to make most of students nervous, no matter you're a freshman who have just went into campus or a sophomore who are eager to go abroad and in face of the lack of credit to applying standard. However, credit is not the only factor that's concerned when students try to make a decision. Here, I will interview some audiences and now let's find out how they feel about the public elective courses. So what's your opinions towards public elective courses?
In my opinion, public elective courses are much easier to elect, and it give us more chances to make our life colorful and learn more knowledge and broaden our horizon. I chose two courses, but just one course is my favorite. It's in my favor. And in my class, we appreciate various movies, and in this way, we can learn news and some other knowledge. It's so interesting. So I think the public elective courses are so fantastic.
So are you satisfied with your courses?
I was not chosen to the courses I want at first, but later I chose two courses on the school website. But after that, I always pay attention to the website too. And at last, I chose one of the most popular courses. And I think I'm really lucky.
Thank you, Yidan. Now we know the ideas of students. I believe the system of public elective courses will improve. We here suggest that everyone should have magnanimous attitude, since nothing is perfect.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Hua Chunying said on Friday that the country's stance on China-U.S. trade is unchanged, as China does not want the trade war, but is fully prepared to defend its interest. We are fully prepared to firmly defend our legitimate interest. We are confident and capable of dealing with any kind of challenges. We hope that U.S. will think more before dragging our trade relations into a difficult situation, Hua said at a daily presser.
U.S. President Donald Trump signed a memorandum on Thursday that could impose tariffs on up to $60 billion U.S. dollars worth of imports from China, driving the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P, the Nasdaq Composite, as well as other major industrials down as the fear of trade war increased. Hua commented that the plugging of three major indexes following the U.S. decision to hike tariffs on China's steel and aluminum imports is a clear sign of distrust in financial markets about the U.S. side decision.
Immediately after Thursday's announcement came out, the Chinese embassy in the U.S. said China does not want a trade war, but is not afraid of one. If a trade war were initiated by the United States, China would fight to the end to defend its own legitimate interest with all necessary measures, said the embassy in the statement shortly after the announcement came out. The first session of the 13th National People's Congress, China's top legislature, began its closing meeting Thursday morning in Beijing. Chinese President Xi Jinping addresses the meeting. Talking about the splendid history of China, Xi points out that it is the people who have created the history, and they're the real heroes. As long as people have confidence, the country will have a future and power. Happiness comes with hard work. If Chinese people hold the spirit of working hard, we can achieve the goal of creating a better life, said Xi.
China has many great minds such as Laozi, Confucius, Zhuangzi, Mencius, Mozi, Sunzi, and Han Feizi in history. Chinese people invented papermaking, gunpowder, movable type printing, compass, and other great technological achievements of human civilization. Xi believes that as the creative spirit of Chinese people is bursting out at an unprecedented rate, pushing the country to move forward, China has continuously striven for its dream of realizing great national rejuvenation 170 years. Xi emphasizes, we need to deepen the reform more comprehensively and broaden, open it up with intensified efforts and with more concrete measures.
Okay, let's look at the international news. President Donald Trump is replacing U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster with Bush-era defense hulk and former United Nations Ambassador John Bolton. Mr. Bolton's appointment does not require U.S. Senate confirmation. He will take the job on 9 April. The National Security Advisor is the key counselor to the president on national security and foreign policy issues, and acts as a conduit for policy proposals coming from various government departments, including defense and state.
Mr. Bolton, 69, has been a foreign policy hawk in Republican circles for decades, having served in the administrations of Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush. The second Bush appointed him as a U.S. envoy to the U.N., during which time diplomats privately criticized Mr. Bolton's style as abrasive. Mr. Bolton helped build the case that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, which turned out to be wrong, and he stands by the invasion of Iraq and has advocated the newspaper using military force against North Korea and Iran.
The two had been discussing this for some time. The timeline was expected as they both felt it was important to have the new team in place instead of constant speculation. A White House official said, this was not related to any one moment or incident. Rather, it was a result of ongoing conversation between the two. A French police officer is fighting for his life after shooting a gunman who went on a deadly rampage in southern France, authorities said on Friday. The gunman killed three people and wounded 16 others when he stole a car, fired at police officers, and took hostages in the supermarket in what authorities are treating as a terrorist attack. When the officer went inside the supermarket, shots were fired. The gunman was killed, and the officer, identified by a source close to the investigation as Arnaud Beltrame, was seriously wounded.
The Interior Ministry identified the gunman as 26-year-old Redouane Lekdim, who was known to authorities for minor crimes including drug offenses. An investigation has been opened into murder and attempt murder in connection with a terrorist in Treves. The French prosecutor's office told CNN, France has faced a string of terrorist attacks in recent years, including the Paris attack and other smaller-scale assaults. The country remained under a state of emergency for about 2 years after Paris attacks. It was lifted late last year.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. On the afternoon of March 23rd, our school held a general meeting of teachers and cadres. The meeting announced the decision of party group of the Ministry of Education of the Communist Party of China on the appointment of the President Communication University of China. Liao Xiangzhong serves as President Communication University of China. According to the actual situation of the school and the needs of the work, in January this year, the Ministry of Education Party decided that Hu Zhengrong transferred China's education television editor-in-chief. According to the current situation of the leadership of Communication University of China and the needs of reform and development, on the basis of comprehensive examination and inspection, after comprehensive consideration, fully bruising, careful research, and consistent with the Beijing Municipal Committee, decided that Liao Xiangzhong will be president of the Communication University of China.
Andrew Breinberg, the head of the White House Domestic Policy Committee, told reporters that Trump will announce a new opioids epidemic policy in New Hampshire on Friday, including the possibility of sentencing smugglers to death, according to Capitol Hill. The president believes that the current law is not strong enough to sentence felons for drug crimes. Breinberg said, President Trump will announce today that the United States will take stricter measures against drug traffickers who smuggle drugs into the United States.
Russia's Central Election Commission, also known as CEC, announced the result of a 95% vote for Russian presidential election in the early hours of local time. The current president, Vladimir Putin, with 76.56% of the vote, is far ahead of other candidates, have actually won the election. Analysis to point out that in recent years, under the leadership of Putin, Russia firmly walks on the road to the rejuvenation and development of powerful countries. The re-election shows the Russian people's high trust in him. In the next 6 years in power, Putin's main challenge is to revitalize the Russian economy and promote diversified diplomacy.
Gou Zhongwen, director of the State General Administration of Sport, said on the consular's corridor between the two sessions that we have made a commitment to participate in all events at the Beijing Winter Olympics. That is, to qualify Chinese athletics for the 102 events and enter the corresponding venues. For the Pyeongchang Olympic Games just passed, Gou Zhongwen concluded that this time our results are not ideal, but also harvest. For example, a group of new people emerged, and we made breakthroughs in some snow projects. More importantly, we exchanged views with other countries on the spot and gain the confidence and determination of participating in the whole project.
People who have been on the high-speed rail know that smoking is prohibited on the high-speed rail. When someone smokes, the train alarm will be touched. High-speed rail will suddenly slow down and even cause more serious consequences. On March 19th, the official website of the National Development and Reform Commission announced that a number of ministries and commissions have introduced new regulations on smoking on high-speed trains. Smoking on high-speed trains and other non-smoking areas of trains will be banned for 180 years from May 1st. At the same time, forcibly grilled high-speed rail doors and other acts disrupting the order of railway transportation causing adverse social impact. Once entered the blacklist, will also be banned by train for 180 days.
The Ministry of Education announced on the 21st, notice on doing a good job in 2018 general college enrollment. the deployment of college enrollment this year. Notice requirements continue to implement the national support for the central and western regions of the Enrollment Cooperation Plan to further improve the central and western regions and the population of the province's college entrance examination administration rate. The notice proposed to actively and steadily promote the reform of college entrance examination. Shanghai and Zhejiang provinces should thoroughly sum up and improve the comprehensive reform of the college entrance examination pilot experience, and constantly study and solve the new situation and new problems encountered in the process of reform. Beijing, Tianjin, Shandong Province, Hainan Province should actively learn from the experience of the pilot, adhere to the local reality, careful organization, smooth implementation of the reform pilot. So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sports news. This year's China's Cup is about much more than which country eventually gets its name etched on the trophy. The four-team tournament featuring the host Wales, Uruguay, and the Czech Republic has returned for a second edition, commanding a much higher global profile than before and boosting world-class lineups. The benefits for both host and guest are potentially huge, on and off the pitch. For us, this is a huge and important opportunity, said China's coach Marcelo Lippi, who is primarily using the tournament as a preparation for next year's AFC Asian Cup. It's hard, but it's not only about the result. Only when facing stronger teams can we improve. Wales has thrown down the gauntlet ahead of Thursday's China Cup opener against the host squad in Nanning. The Dragons' Tottenham left-back Ben Davis spiced up proceeding by singling out China's star striker Wu Lei in a video message on Twitter, saying, "Wales versus China, what a massive game. Wu Lei, see you in Nanning," before signing off in Chinese with, "Are you ready?" Shanghai SIPG striker Wu responded on Weibo with an old Chinese saying, "Make friends through fight," and expressed his confidence about the game. China's Italian coach Marcelo Lippi admitted it will be a tough match. Wales is a very strong team. Their players' physical condition and attacking and defensive capabilities are all very competitive. They are ready to play against anyone. We have to up our game in every aspect. Major League Baseball is working on a plan to stage a two-game series between the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox at London's Olympic Stadium in 2019 as the sport's first regular season showcase in Europe. The Red Sox have the option of having both games be Boston home games, a source familiar with the planning told Associated Press on Monday. The source spoke on condition of anonymity because details have not been finalized. Baseball officials have long hoped for games in London as settled last year on Olympic Stadium, which is in its second season as home of West Ham of the Premier League, because it originally was built for a 400-meter track. It is wider than other large stadiums in the London area and can best accommodate the dimensions of a baseball field. The Hong Kong Dart Association was set up March 21st to attract more people to the sport and provide a platform for local players. Darts is a traditional pub game originating in Britain, as well as professional competitive game in present days. Darts is a healthy sport and is suitable for men and women, old and young, said Chen Zhisi, host of the founding ceremony. I'm happy to see more people understand and pay attention to this sport. The association plans to hold 2 to 3 tournaments a year to set up platforms for local darts players and to cooperate with the International Darts Agency to hold Asia or even international tournaments, said Luo Qibao, chairman of the association. In addition, we'll cooperate with secondary schools, college, and universities to bring darts into campus. Barcelona are monitoring Brazil under 17 midfield Parlejol, according to the local media reports. The La Liga leaders have been impressed with the 17-year-old finishing ability, speed of the mark, and physical strength, Brazil's Lance newspaper reported. Paulinho estimated 32 appearances for Vasco da Gama since his first team debut last year. He has also represented Brazil at under-15 and under-17 level, scoring 15 goals in 35 matches in both age groups. Vasco are said to have placed a €30 million price tag on the teenager. Barcelona currently have now two Brazilians in their squad, former Tottenham Hotspur and Guangzhou Evergreen midfielder Paulinho and ex-Liverpool playmaker Philip Coutinho. That's all for the sports. Let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight. An opera adaptation of Chinese literature master Lu Xun's Regret for the Past will be staged on Beijing's Polytheater for two nights on May 2nd and 3rd to mark the 28th anniversary of the death of Shi Guangnan, the musician who brought Lu's short story to the stage in 1981. The performances at Polytheater mark the third time that opera has been performed since its debut in 1981. A huge hit when it debuted, the opera was rearranged and staged by the Chinese National Opera and Dance Drama Theater in 2014. According to Chen Wei, director of the opera, the upcoming version, which combines the opera singing techniques and Chinese folk music, will stick to the classic core story while introducing some innovative elements. Legendary Universal monster-fighting blockbuster Pacific Rim: Upbringing has hit the big screen in China on Friday, a simultaneous release with the U.S. The series' first film debuted in the Chinese mainland in 2013, contributing around a quarter of its global box office revenue. So it is not quite as surprising to see that the sequel has added some more Chinese elements in the hopes of grabbing a bigger piece of pie in the world's second largest film market. While the first film set part its story in Hong Kong, many of the scenes in the new movie were filmed in Qingdao, East China's Shandong province. While the cast has a total of 7 Chinese actors and actresses, John Bailey, 75, the president of Academy Motion Picture Arts and Science, the body which hands out the Oscar, is being investigated for sexual harassment, U.S. media outlet reported on Friday. The cinematographer, whose credit including Groundhog Day, was elected to 4-year term as the head of Academy in August. In response, the Academy issued a statement saying that it treated any complaints confidentially to protect all parties. The group's membership committee reviewed all complaints brought against Academy members according to our standard of conduct process, and after completing reviews, reports to the board governors. It added, "We will not comment further on such matters until the full review is completed." Digging in its claws, Black Panther has clung to its box office lead for a fifth straight weekend, taking in an estimated $27 million in North American theaters while fending off two new films, website Exhibitor Relations said on Sunday. The Disney Marvel superhero film has now earned a domestic total of just over $600 million, while becoming the first film since Avatar in 2009 to hold the top spot for 5 straight weekends. Black Panther, starring Chadwick Boseman as the superhero king of a utopian African country, has almost single-handed kept the year's box office totals slightly above the same period last year. It is only days away from overtaking another Marvel film, The Avenger, as the all-time top-grossing superhero film in North America, Variety reported. Celine Dion announced Wednesday that she was forced to cancel 3 weeks of show in Las Vegas to have a minimally invasive surgical procedure, a reef for Dion, 46 wrote in a statement on Facebook. Dion is currently performing a residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. but fans won't see her take the stage from March 27th through April 18th. I apologize to everyone who planned to travel to Las Vegas to see my show. I know how disappointing this is, and I'm sorry, she said in a statement. Dewan will resume her residency on May 23rd, and the Colosseum at Caesars Palace is offering refunds to fans who've already purchased the tickets.
Hello everybody, welcome to today's commentary. I'm commentator Zheng Wanying. Today is February the 4th, which means there are only 63 days left for the 2018 college entrance examination. But for those who are art specialty students, there are only 8 days left for the release of 2018 art exam grades. For decades, art exam has always been a topic which can raise great attention and heated discussion. The generation witnesses the mounting number of students who choose to begin this arduous journey. With the rapid development of WeMedia, bringing those 18 kids to the center of storm, prejudice and pain also comes with attention. Now, let's imagine two situations. One is a student in your class who love arts but give little concern to study, is finally accepted by a good college through art exam. Another is an A-class student who choose to get an art exam. What would you say normally? The first one, most of you would definitely whisper behind, said it was because the art exam is much easier than college entrance examination. Otherwise, he or she can never enter such a good school. The second one, you and your friends may be confused about the reason and then quickly reach consensus. It is because he or she has enough money to do so. Situations above reveal an apparent phenomenon targeted on art specialty student and art exam. They consider art exam as a shortcut to success. I am tired of those viewers' comments online, and I'd prefer to being seen. So welcome today's guest, Sun Qingkun. Before our interview officially starts, I'd like to say welcome back to Sun Qingkun. Actually, Sun Qingkun did commentary with me at the beginning of our program. But now you see, he left. Just joking. It's a personal transfer. Sun Qingkun is from broadcasting and hosting specialized, which is included in world-class disciplines of our schools. He is also an art specialty student. But I heard that you were an A-class student when you were in high school. Actually, you can be accepted by a very good school through Gaokao. So why do you choose to take part in art exam?
There are mainly two reasons. First of all, interest. I was first exposed to broadcasting in 2007. I love the feeling of expressing emotions freely, which not only attracts me, but also comforts me. Secondly, dream. Standing on the stage facing audience as an anchor had always been my dream. In order to realize it, I take part in contests, shows, gather experience as much as I can, then choose to participate in art exam finally.
What do parents or teachers or friends think about it? Did you receive any inappropriate comments? Or did anyone who was against your choice?
My grades are great enough for me, actually, to enter 211 or 985 college. So when I spoke of my decision to take part in art exam, although they performed calm as it appeared, they were actually struggling. My parents seemed supportive, but I know they were reluctant in the bottom of their heart. Despite that, no one against my choice, they respect and believe in me.
How did you prepare for exam? It is exhausting or tiring? Have you ever thought about giving up?
I'm actually not those kinds of art specialty students in traditional sense. Times which not occupy my study will be used for learning professional skills. I studied those skills in Beijing during vacations. When other students are asked to do running exercise during break in school, I would practice myself. It was a period which you are supposed to concern both study and professions. It was tiring, but I have never thought about giving up. It's my dream, and I'm willing to pay for it.
What kind of prejudice do people around you hold toward our special needy students? And what do you think about those biased opinions?
Oh, it's really a funny question to me. I would like to share a story happened during my high school time. I was having my math class at that time, and I was like feeling confused about a question, so I asked the teachers to repeat. One of my good friends joked, "Art special lady student act." The whole class then burst into laughter. After that, once I felt confused about the knowledge point, they would joke like that. Even if it means nothing to me because I always got better grades, yeah. But it do show the image of art students. All play but no work. And to deal with that, nothing but get to a good college. But now we have seen that the requirement of library starting level in act, the art exam was getting higher. There are also many students who got grades above 600 in Gaokao in my class.
Through Sun Qingkun's answers, I believe that we have been closer to this group. And thank you for expressing your feelings. I really appreciate that, because it's hard to speak out and fight for yourself when the outside world holds such malicious prejudice. Therefore, what led to the current situation? Firstly, stereotyping. Individuals are used to judge the whole group. Students who don't put their heart into study are more likely to have fluke minds. They're eager to success while unwilling to pay. Art exam opens another window for them. Even if most of them failed, people tend to catch their eyes on the successful one. Then the whole group become the target. There is an old saying, one rotten apple could ruin the whole barrel of apples. The prejudice probably come out of that. Though some people have realized this mind was full of holes and began to turn around, we still feel worried. Dig deeper, we found the root is that our education system and enrollment were solidified. Gaokao is portrayed as the only way or the most appropriate way to get to college. When it is a time doing differently, it's considered as the ignorance and betrayal to rules. Those who break the rules are convicted. In fact, an interest train of art exam has formed. Even if we examine the cost of entering extra training classes, the number still shocks. Accommodation, makeup, entrance fee. Thousands of millions of merchants earn money from it. See the rising prices for hotel rooms around school. Even budget hotels cost huge. How could a normal family afford that? How about those who are taking pressure? Behind our art exam, it is not just a form of exam or admission way. The problems it's unveiled caught on solutions. It is a reflection of some aspects we never pay attention to. Only when a government and relevant organization join hands together can those holes be compensated. Today, me as a representative choose to stand out and speak for them. And I have a dream that one day the society, the school, will be able to understand, help, and guide them. And here ends all today's commentary. I am commentator Zheng Wanying. See you next week.
These are the selected news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. This is Hu Mihan. See you.
And this is An Bowen. See you.更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。